100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Ari.
Hello. Today, wow, Newcastle wakes up to a massive storm that has really just lashed the whole region.
Bit of a clean up, I reckon, today.
Definitely. I mean, just driving in, there's, you know, branches and debris all over the roads.
Yep.
I had about 4 traffic lights out on the way in.
Yeah, same here.
Or some flashing. Like, you just got to be super careful on the roads this morning.
Yeah, I think you and I were both heading from Mayfield because I was at my partner Will's house last night.
Right, so we
drove on the same road. Yeah, look, it was a bit stressful, I have to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just got to keep your wits about you. I think something flew up and hit my car, so I have to go and check that out later this morning.
A bit nervous. There'll be a lot of people who have had stuff like that.
Yeah, so don't panic too much.
Yeah, just take care on the roads. You know, be respectful at the lights. Mm. Make sure you just wait and have a look around.
Yeah, slow down.
That sort of stuff.
Mm.
But a lot of people will be waking up to a lot more damage than that.
Of course.
And the cleanup today will no doubt be huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, SES are all over the place working very hard. We'll be chatting to them later in the show.
Yep.
No doubt. And, you know, there's people whose homes will be very, very badly damaged. We just heard in the news there about, you know, a poor family who's really just had the place flooded.
Yeah. So
just
difficult.
Very, very tough. So please, you know, support your neighbours and your friends and stuff this morning in your community as we wake up to what was probably the biggest storm in a long time.
Yes,
that I can remember, definitely.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Okay. The whole region lashed by storms last night. If you know, you know. If you escaped unscathed, good on you.
Yeah, lucky
but,
you.
We just spoke to our producer who kind of lives towards further down, so
towards
near the central coast.
Yeah.
He said it wasn't too bad down there,
and
he also said that driving up towards Newcastle, it got progressively worse. So if you're down near the central coast, you're probably better off.
A bit more unscathed.
Yeah.
You can see how bad it's been in an area by how much debris is on the road.
That's exactly right.
Like some little streets even, you're like, no debris. And then the next one, wow, the wind must have tunneled through here or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would seem, you know, how many branches left on the trees? Most of the leaves seem to be on the ground.
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty bad in our car park here at work.
At the Sandgate bunker, there was stuff everywhere. It was like a little obstacle course on the way down.
I couldn't get to my usual car park. I had to park somewhere else.
I noticed that. I was like, how come Ari's there? Oh, that's probably nervous of the branches above as well.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to keep up with all the information as much as we can. Look, thousands of people affected this morning.
Definitely.
So just be a little bit patient today on the roads, with your neighbours, whatever the case.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This story, though, really, really threw me aside. It's basically a marriage scam, but disguised as a prank. So
that makes no sense.
This lady, I think she was down Melbourne way. Her partner was is a social media influencer. That's his job. He's got quite a big Instagram following. You know, he makes money out of it. It is a job for some people.
Yeah.
And he convinced her. He said, I want to do, as a video on Instagram, a prank of us getting married.
Oh, God. So, okay, she went along with this.
Yeah, she went along with it. Obviously, he does quirky videos for clicks, right? That is actually his job.
Yeah.
So she went, right, sure, no worries, we can do it. You know, they're filming there. It all looks quite legit. Yeah, it looks quite legit because it turns out she had unknowingly become a bride. It was an actual wedding ceremony that he set up. Now, you might be asking why this would happen. Well, he then tried to leverage that.
Yeah.
And the filming of it and all that sort of stuff to try and get himself permanent residency in Australia.
So he's done a complete bait and switch just about.
Yeah. So he.
Wow.
He's pretending, oh, it's just a prank, bro. Don't worry about it.
Bro, it's homie.
It's not a real wedding. And oh, she's going, oh, yeah, that'll be funny. Ha, 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 ha. Turns out that they filmed it as a real wedding and then went to immigration and went, look, we really got married. Here's the video.
Wouldn't you be fuming?
Well, absolutely.
Like, you use me for a green card?
Exactly right. Anyway, a judge down in Melbourne has granted an annulment.
Good.
Because, like, he accepted that this woman was tricked into getting married.
I would ask for quite a hefty settlement.
In the divorce?
Oh, yeah.
I think if he's the kind of guy that's tricking a lady into getting married, he probably doesn't have that much cash.
No, but still, I'd take what he has.
Yeah, give it your best shot at least.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
There's this amazing story. I think it's quite clever. So there's been some farmers just recently over in India, around kind of like the north part of the country there.
Beautiful part of India. Area.
I've never been, but I've heard it's a great place to visit. Apparently, some farmers have been dressing up in bear costumes in order to scare away monkeys to protect their crops. So the monkeys are coming in. They're trying to eat all of their food that they're growing. Monkeys freak me out, man. They scare me. Well, these farmers began wearing the costumes while patrolling their fields last month. Villagers pulled some money together to purchase a single bear costume, which then the farmers take turns to wear.
Bear costume.
I'm seeing the photos. It is probably something that you would see off Temu. So
it doesn't look super realistic.
Oh, God, no.
Like okay, here's the question. Yeah. Would other villagers be tricked into thinking it's a bear?
No.
Only monkeys.
Yeah, I mean, their feet are still out. You know, you can see their neck underneath, like, the terrible-looking mask and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so there's this video taken in this district which shows a farmer protecting his mustard, chickpea, wheat and sugarcane crops.
Oh, what a vast variety of crops.
I know, but you can see why the monkeys would go for it, though. I mean, that sounds great. I would eat that as a human.
It sounds delicious. Blend it up. I think you've got hummus right there.
Yeah, a sweet hummus.
Yeah.
You know, put some of that mustard on the barbecue.
Yeah, exactly. A little
on your burger.
Yeah, that's it.
But yeah, so there's been plenty of complaints as well from the farmers. So, like, the block officers, the village head, not even forest officials have taken any action to help them. So they've had to take matters into their own hands.
Yeah.
And they have. And so far, so good. It just looks like a terrible costume. You're not convincing me.
Right. So you're not convincing the humans, but it's keeping the monkeys away.
Well, I think so far so good.
Yeah, the chickpeas and hummus crops are all safe, and that's the main thing.
Hummus crops.
The Novos when you wake up. Live across Newcastle and the Hunter. All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
So these incredible winds overnight. I saw footage being shared online of part of a roof. I don't know what roof it was, but it was literally sitting outside the port building at Newcastle Foreshore.
Oh,
it was just a big section of roof, half of it in a tree, half of it on the ground. Don't know what the roof's off, but it's off something.
Probably something nearby, maybe.
Maybe. Roofs aren't. They're not meant to be on the ground. No, it's it looks like corrugated iron. So, like your collarbone sort of stuff. Yep. It's been ripped off something and just plonked right there on the ground, half it sitting in one of those Norfolk Island pines that are there.
Oh, yeah.
And doesn't look good. Somebody is getting a lot of leaks, saying. Newcastle this morning waking up to biggest storm in a long time.
Well, it just gives it another meaning to the name Steel City, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Steel on the roads.
That's it. It's not the greatest start to the day, but clean-up crews are doing their absolute best. You know, people are working as we saw them on the drive-in, working away on the power lines and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's difficult. It'll get easier as things get, you know, lighter and brighter. The lighter day is easier to do the work as well. So hopefully power is restored to everyone as soon as possible and we can get on with cleaning up.
And there's nothing worse than, like, traffic lights being out. Like, not even, like, the yellow emergency flashes.
Yeah, it slows the city down. But please be patient with with your workers, if you're a boss or whatever, people getting to work and stuff. That's right, if they can. Everything will be just a little behind schedule this morning.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, we will rebuild. We'll be right.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Hey, there's this study that's come out from anthropologists at UC Santa Barbara, so a university over in the States. It has revealed, now this is going to be one of my favourite stories already for the year.
I love it.
Has revealed that chopping trees, so you know how you do your wood chopping. So like, for example, at the Easter show, you'll see like some wood chopping competitions and whatever.
Oh, yeah,
All the big things, all the big wood. Well, apparently chopping trees and wood raises testosterone levels in men by about 46%. This surpasses the increases observed in competitive sports.
I believe it. Because when I chop firewood...
You feel like a man.
I feel very manly, very masculine. And, you know, that I feel great afterwards. Well, energized, ready to go for the day.
God. Well, this highlights the link between physical labour and hormonal responses tied to resource production. So there's obviously a lot of science behind this. But how funny is that? Like, if you go to one of these wood chopping competitions, like, I don't know if you've seen them in person.
Yeah, I have.
But I remember actually going to see a comp with my mum, and she loves to watch it. But you look at these big manly men and go, oh, you've been doing this for a long time, because they're big and
they're
like
very
mighty.
Strong, aren't they?
Yeah. So I believe that raises testosterone levels. You look at footballers, like soccer players.
Sure.
They're not as big and mighty as these woodchoppers, are they?
So when you go to these competitions, is your mum absolutely loving it?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a fan.
She is a fan. She's like, look how cool. Like, it must take such concentration, such strength. And I think she secretly likes it for another reason, but that's just, my opinion. Not calling her out too much, but
of course not.
So there you go, Crevo.
Yeah.
When winter rolls around, you'll be more of a man.
Yeah, I'll do some more wood chopping. I'll feel more masculine.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And last night was, what a storm, right?
It was.
At some points throughout the evening, 120,000 customers without power, just as a start. Jeez. This is according to Ausgrid. Some of the wind gusts recorded were also of huge proportions.
Okay.
At Williamtown, they reckon 120 kilometres an hour was recorded.
Jeez.
Tokau, 94 kilometres an hour. I mean, that's quite inland already.
Yeah.
For it to be still blowing at that level. Out towards Scone, over 107 kilometres an hour. Serious, serious winds. And then there's a bit of flood alert going on as well. Maitland and surrounding suburbs, you know, Paterson, Seaham, Clarencetown and Dungog, kind of the usual suspects, have been urged to just keep an eye on all the warnings and, you know, keep monitoring online as well, because conditions can change very quickly.
They can.
I mean, it seems pretty clear this morning and it doesn't look like there's more rain forecasted right now. But anything can happen, as we saw last night. It came on so quickly.
Yes.
We've seen, you know, roofs ripped from houses and other buildings.
Trampolines flying everywhere.
All over the place. Mm. It's been pretty intense.
And some of the bowling clubs as well. I've looked online and it was just flooding through the roofs in some areas.
I think buildings with those very flat roofs.
Yes.
A minor leak can become really serious when you get that huge deluge of water in such a short time. That was what sort of struck me last night, was the intensity of the rain over a very short period. It's like it wasn't raining and then suddenly it was absolutely bucketing down, and gutters and stuff get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got blockages or whatever. And I guess it's a bit of a warning as well, like to get your gutters and stuff cleaned out and sorted so that these types of, you know, leak events are less likely going forward.
Yeah, exactly.
SES, of course, working their absolute butts off this morning. So thank you to everyone that's doing their best in and around that, in the cleanup effort and helping people with their roofs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Huge shout out to everyone in the community that is working on this morning as Newcastle cleans up from a massive storm last night.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, of course, with the storm, there's all of this footage shared online of what
everywhere.
People have been seeing, right? Mm. From their sort of the point of view from their house.
Yeah, community pages are going off today.
They are. I saw this one of lightning just like a direct hit on the top of Sugarloaf.
Oh, yes, I've seen this photo.
Well, yeah, this bit I saw was just like a 7-second grab of footage.
Oh, it's a grab. Okay, yeah.
And it just looks amazing. It's just Sugarloaf there and all its glory in the dark, and then bang, just the most massive lightning crack right on the top of it. Very, very sort of amazing to see.
Yeah,
it's all lit up then, of course.
Yeah, I mean, like, storms are never good, but like last night I was sitting in the living room with my boyfriend Will, and we were just sitting there watching the lightning, and it was beautiful. Like, I know that sounds bad to say, but it was stunning.
There is a certain, I guess, magnetism to it that you know some people especially are particularly drawn to it, and there's nothing you can do about it in the moment. It's okay to have a look.
Yeah, it's a light show.
As long as you're in a safe spot and all that.
Oh, I should have got the popcorn out and just sit there. Oh, that's a missed opportunity.
Something for next time,
Something
for next time.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, what we want to do here, I know that we've had a massive storm in the region, so you pretty much can't escape at this stage. It was everywhere. So we want to get your stories. What happened at your place? What have you experienced overnight and also this morning? What are you waking up to?
Yeah.
We've seen quite a few posts on Facebook. Obviously, we've been doing some hunting around. A lot of you have shared your stories online. A woman from Chisholm actually posted, I think late last night, saying that their patio ceiling at their house had actually fallen down with water getting into the light fittings as well as the ducted aircon vents.
Oh, my God.
That's
what a nightmare.
Cleanup. Yeah. Another person also said that trees have been completely snapped in half near Aberdeen.
Geez, so that could be, you know, on your fence or something.
Yeah.
Potentially. I know last night when the really big rain hit at Mayfield, it was about 9:30-ish figures.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe a little later.
Yep.
I'd just gotten into the shower at that point, and my phone starts ringing.
Uh-oh.
I was like, oh, geez, something, that must be, it's late at night for a phone call. I better get that.
Yeah, just think, it might be an emergency or something.
Turns out it was Emmy, my wife, who was calling me from the other room.
Oh, my God, I was like, where was she?
Because she was, I think she was, like, holding the baby or something.
Okay, she couldn't yell out.
Said, quick, the front gates have, like, blown open. Driveway gates. And she said, with the crazy winds, if you don't go out there and, like, secure them, they're going to snap off.
Oh, no.
Because they were, like, swinging, like, mad, and they're only wooden gates, old wooden gates.
Yeah, the hinges and stuff.
Exactly.
Might not be secure. Yeah.
So I ran out. Just straight out to there, and she goes, you better put a towel on.
I was about to say,
I was about to go out stark, because I was like, got to save the gates. My wife has said, go save the gates, just save them.
Your neighbours are just like, look, my Cremo's running naked.
and it was pouring with rain. In my mind, I was like, well, I'm just going to get back in the shower afterwards anyway. I'm totally wet. What's the difference? She said, you better put a towel on.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. I've strapped this towel around my waist.
Good on
you. Run out there. It is bucketing down. The gates are swinging in the wind. I'm like trying to secure them, you know, get them back into place.
Well, you don't look battered and bruised, so obviously you didn't hurt yourself like getting smacked.
I didn't get knocked over. Luckily, it was all okay. But, you know, some things can definitely happen overnight with these storms, right?
Oh, yeah, that's
right. A bit wild and woolly. We want to know, 4967 4105, what happened at your place?
Yes.
Or maybe it was the neighbours, something like that.
What did you see?
Yeah, look, there's my incident, not really bad incident, but some people have had flooding and stuff, and we'd just like to hear about what's happened this morning. Your chance perhaps to, you know, vent as well, if it's been a rough night.
There's a lot of footage about houses getting flooded. Now, all the windows and doors are shut.
Mm.
However, it's coming through, I guess,
like gaps kind of thing.
Maybe gaps. Like, it just goes to show that houses aren't being built the way that they should be. Nothing is waterproof. Nothing is safe. It's just coming through the ledges.
Yeah, right. It's really, really just intense stuff that's been going on. We're asking for Newcastle's calls, I guess, around what's happened.
Yeah, let us know what's going on at your place.
Definitely. Let's go to Sharon in Woodbury first.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, Sharon, how are you faring this morning?
Oh, very tired. I've had about maybe 2 hours sleep all night.
You poor thing. Tell us about what happened out at Woodbury at your place.
Well, I was laying in bed reading when the storm hit, and one of the windows in my bedroom was rattling that much, I thought it was going to blow in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was horrible. And then I got up and back out into the lounge room with my husband. I'm like, I need to be in here with you, not on my own in the bedroom.
Oh, bless.
Oh, geez. That is... And what happened, like, in and around the house itself?
Our house, thankfully, is okay.
Yeah.
We had a bit of rain coming through. We've got a window air conditioner.
We had
a bit of rain coming in through there.
Yeah.
Other than that, inside is fine. It's just outside. We can't... go out of our driveway. We've got power lines down across our driveway.
Wow. So you've got no power either, or?
Jeez.
No. Power's gone. So I have sleep apnea too. So I need a machine to sleep. So that's
one of
the reasons why I had a crap night's sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. It just shows that, you know, the storm really whipped through, and I think the winds that were so powerful are really what's caused a lot of the damage, isn't it?
Oh, I think so. Like, there's a big tree out the front of next door. Thank God the whole tree didn't go, but half of the branches of that tree are down all over the road.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And that's the first thing we noticed. And my daughter's just, her car's parked out the front.
Yeah.
She's just gone flying out the front barefoot, going to make sure my car's okay.
Yeah, definitely.
And then she's halfway out there, and I'm like, oh, my God, what if the power lines are down?
Yeah, or the tree, you know. You've got to be so careful. And, you know, it's a I guess, word of warning to take care around these trees that have been damaged because they can still fall over. Even though, you know, the wind has stopped, they might have been damaged so badly that they're just holding on.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's on the ground with those trees because that's where the power line is, in amongst the tree, so you can't really see it.
Yeah. So you got to be so careful, don't you?
Yeah, you've got to be very, very careful.
Well, look, Sharon, we're going to let you go back to bed, but thank you for coming
that
on this morning.
Oh,
poor thing. But, you know, get some rest and best you can, and best of luck with the cleanup as well.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
Everybody else out there is safe as well.
Yeah, that's what we're all hoping for this morning here at New FM.
1053 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Let's jump into your game for your Thursday morning.
Come on.
Is Lowest Deluxe. How it works, we give you three items from any of our local shops here, and you put them in order for us from the cheapest through to the most expensive.
Yeah, very, very simple. Let's meet our contestant for this morning, though.
It's Jodie Rayworth. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Very well. How'd you fare from the storm last night?
Oh, my house was only barely standing. It was pretty rough, I tell you.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jody.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Still standing, but yeah, it was pretty scary.
It was rattling, was it?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm. Yeah, it hailed as well as rain, and I think there's a few trees over locally.
Yeah.
Well, I can confirm, Jody, that I've made this game a little bit easy for you this morning, okay?
I was going to say, yesterday was hard.
It was hard.
I can give you a few hints as
Okay, that's all right. We're doing softly this morning, Jodie.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
All right.
Take it away, Ari.
Okay. So the first item on your list this morning, Jodie, is the Temple & Webster brand 30-piece cutlery set from David Jones. So your very fancy cutlery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then next in line, you've got the carton of 30 cans of Solo from Coles at Mayfield.
Nice.
Yep.
And then, this is from Kmart in Glendale, 1,000-piece puzzle set.
Oof.
Kind of,
1,000
you know,
pieces?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's not as a lot as what you may think.
Okay.
Okay, there's some hints in there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Jodie.
So the cutlery set, the fancy one, then you've just got your carton of cans of Solo, and then, of course, you've got your little puzzle set as well.
All right. What do you reckon's the cheapest there?
Maybe the puzzle set is the cheapest.
Yep.
What do you want to put in the middle?
The cans of Solo and then the Temple & Western cutlery set.
Yeah.
You sound David confident. Jones.
Yeah, you do, actually.
Alrighty.
I've got no idea. We're going to find out together, Jodie.
Alright, here we go. The 1,000-piece puzzle set from Kmart at Glendale is only $9. So that's pretty affordable for a puzzle.
Price per piece is super low.
Shush. Okay. Then you got the carton of 30 cans of Solo from Coles. $25. You're still in this, Jodie.
Okay, good luck, Jodie.
Okay. Then you got Temple & Webster, 30-piece cutlery. $149.
Oh, yeah, Jodie. Let's go. Congratulations.
thank you.
Our latest local winner here this morning had a tough night in Rayworth last night, but that's okay.
She's also in the draw for a holiday.
That's right. Let's not forget that.
No, that's it.
Yeah, on the up and up, our latest local winner here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Cool changes come through. Tops of 23 for today. A few showers about, but hopefully the storm activity has lessened or ceased at least. Of course, one of the biggest effects to all this is to the power grid.
Definitely.
You get trees falling down, etc. So to tell us a bit about what's going on, we've got Janaid Hollis from Ausgrid. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, guys. Thanks for inviting me on.
No worries.
No worries at all.
I expect you've had quite the busy night and morning, Janaid. How many power outages roughly was there across the region during the peak period at least?
Yeah, it sure has been busy. So on our the area that we supply, we've had about 140,000 power outages or customer houses and businesses without power at some point since about 7 p.m. last night. So we've had crews working all night to try and get those the safety hazards resolved and get people restored as quickly as we can, and so far we've got about 40,000 of those customers back on power, but a long way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, obviously, our area here is the lake, or you know, Lake Macquarie area, up to Newcastle, the Hunter, out towards the bay, that kind of thing.
Yep.
What's been the worst hit areas in this region?
Yeah, so that has been one of the heaviest hit regions.
Like the whole area, really.
Yeah, so we've got about 100,000 customers left without power right now. 66,000 of those are in sort of Newcastle and the Hunter area.
Wow. Okay. Out to the valley.
So smaller pockets out to the valley, but probably the worst hit area is the coastal fringe around Newcastle. So Raymond Terrace, Tomago, and out to Port Stephens.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Now, I know it is a big job to get all these homes and businesses back on track. How long is it expected, I guess, for all power to be restored?
Yeah, so that's the big question, and I guess every repair that we have to do has its own sort of complexities, right? So right now we're tracking about 600 known hazards on the network, so that means if there's a wire on the ground or trees on the lines or something like that.
Okay.
So we've got to get our crews out to every single one of those to make it safe and start commencing repairs. As soon as we get out there, and we've obviously got to a number of them already, but as soon as we get to each, we assess those repairs and we're able to get a decent estimate on how long it's going to take to get the customers back. So zooming back out, we're really looking at majority of customers are probably going to see those outages continue well into today and some into tomorrow.
Okay.
So
all right.
Be patient. Is
yeah,
great.
That's it. Everyone's working as fast and as hard as they can, right, on this.
That's right. We've got extra crews having been worked all night, and we're bringing in more extra crews this morning. So we're going to be working through that priority order to get as many customers as we can back as fast as we can.
Look, thank you. I know you've been very busy, so thank you for taking the time this morning and giving us an update on all the power situation, and thanks for all the work you guys are doing.
Much appreciated. Thanks for having me on, and hopefully we can report more progress a bit later on.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So the scope of this storm overnight is even, like, it baffles me because it's way outside our own region as well. So
that's
I've just
right.
been
Huge.
In contact with my mum, who obviously lives out at Cameron Park and whatnot. She said everything's okay there, so no damage to the house, which is good news because I didn't want them worrying and stressing. But apparently, so my brother, she's been on the phone to him this morning. He lives down in Western Sydney, right? And he said that the dogs are fine, the house is fine, it's still pouring down there, but it was the worst storm he's ever seen since he moved there a couple of years ago.
Wow, so it's been really... It's all
it's intense.
It's the whole eastern seaboard, really, in a way, has been just absolutely hammered by this.
Well, I've also seen someone comment on Facebook, just one of the residents in our region, they have a chicken coop, and it completely, like, kind of flew open, flew around and whatever, completely damaged. His chickens got loose.
Oh, what? Is he able to save them?
Apparently they're inside.
Oh, that's good. You take the chickens into the house.
Hey, might be able to scare some eggs out of them if that's the case.
Let, ooh, hey, eggs sorted. Breakfast sorted.
oh, dear.
Good luck in rebuilding your chicken coop. I mean, all these sorts of small things. You might think, oh, it's not too big a deal. But people have a day ahead, you know, they were going to go to work or whatever. That's interrupted.
So fix stuff.
That's right. A big clean-up operation, no doubt, this morning. The roads littered with debris, all that sort of stuff. Newcastle cleans up this morning.
UFM.
The Novos.
Switching gears now, though. Just a bit of normal programming, if you will.
Yeah, please.
For us.
Let's go.
So, you know, usually at this time of the morning, or a bit earlier, actually.
Yeah.
I have a little Weet-Bix.
Yeah, you love a bit of Weet-Bix for breakfast.
Yeah, just so it's a good feeling way to start the day. Don't feel hungry then till lunchtime at all.
Yeah.
Right? However, something caught your attention the other day about the way I have it. And you were like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you little weirdo, you.
So, let me explain my situation.
Yeah, tell the people what you've done.
Before I get attacked, right?
Okay.
So, when I put them in the bowl, I put them as they come in the pack. So, what I mean by that is they're on edge.
Yeah, they're standing kind of vertical in a way.
Yeah, well, yeah. They're not like flat, the boring flat way.
The thin part's sticking up.
That's right. The thin part is sticking up, and there's reasons behind this, okay? Mm. So first of all, use a smaller bowl and you can have the same Bix in a smaller bowl.
Same Bix.
Same number of Bix in a smaller bowl.
Okay.
Right? So if you have them flat and you need a bigger bowl for them to spread out because they're using more space. It's like one of those diagrams when you see how many people it would take, like if everyone used a car versus if people used a bus or a train. Like the cars take up heaps and heaps of room on the road, whereas if you put all those people on a bus or a train, it takes up very small space. So having the Bix on edge takes up less space in the bowl.
That is such a stretch.
The second reason I do this is it's how they're designed. That's why they're packed in the package that way. When they're in the package, they're not laying flat. They're on edge. When you take them out of the package, the Bix are on edge. The third reason, just let me finish
sorry.
Is when they're on edge in the bowl, they create what I call a Bix island, right? So it's a bit poking out of the milk where you can put like a little bit of sugar perhaps if you're feeling a bit naughty or perhaps a few slices of banana or a few sultanas to mix things up and spice things up of a morning.
Okay.
And they can sit on top of Bix Island and not be just disappearing into the drink, into the milk, into the bottom of the bowl, never to be seen again. So it's for structural integrity. It's for design, as that's how they come in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for bowl, like, economy, I guess, because you don't need such a mass. You're not using a big sort of serving bowl or something to put all your Bix flat. That's why I put them on edge. You think this is outrageous, though, for some reason.
God, what were you, a lawyer in a former life? That is an argument and a half to make. Look, I think it's silly. Like, as soon as you put, like, Weet-Bix in a bowl, you've got to lay it flat because it just makes more sense. Think about it this way. You're pouring your milk over or your water, whatever you have with it. I'm not judging. But whatever liquid you have with it, it sops up quicker, I reckon, if you lay it flat, okay? So you're not, like, having crunchy bits of Weet-Bix.
How much of a time schedule are you? How much quicker do you need it to sop up?
We work in media. Time is of the essence.
Please.
No, and Jess, it looks stupid. It looks like
you've tried to
be an architect or a builder and you're trying to make something pretty out of Bix. in a bowl, and it doesn't make any sense. And also, I'm having a lot of Weet-Bix, so I want to be able to have a big surface area to lay my Bix down.
Okay.
I'm having a bigger bowl.
You've heard all the arguments. Which is the correct way to have Weet-Bix? Is it laying them flat, the RE way?
Yeah.
Or is it on edge, as they're designed by Weet-Bix and Sanitarium themselves?
I'm trying to stack and balance Weet-Bix. I just want to lay them flat and hoe in.
Well, let's see if Newcastle agrees with me here.
Okay.
Starting off in CM, John, what do you think?
I think that I might have to try it, because I can't bag it till I have, but...
you've been a flat Weet-Bix man all this time, but you've heard my arguments and you're convinced?
Well, not yet, but I do feel a bit ignorant. It's a bit like Flat World. All my life I've had one belief and now it's been challenged.
Oh, John.
Wait till you experience a Bix Island. Your game will be changed, John, and I look forward to hearing your positive feedback.
You know what it kind of reminds me of just quickly? Yeah. You know Stonehenge?
Yes.
It's like you're trying to create Stonehenge out of Weet-Bix.
Well, they're sort of on the side, though. They're not, like, fully standing up. They're just on their edges, rather.
Close enough. Okay. Yeah. Mel in Farley, what do you think about this argument? Are you a flat or a standing Weet-Bix person?
I am actually a fence sitter on this argument.
Oh,
what?
Really? How so? Why?
I have three Weet-Bix in my bowl. I lay two flat and I have one standing up between them in the middle. And then you pour the milk over the top of everything so that it creates like just this sticky layer. And then you sprinkle your sugar on the top. And then you've got the two soggy Bix lying on the flats. And then you've got a nice crispy one in the middle.
Oh my God, Mel.
A mini Bix.
I think you're a genius.
A mini Bix Island. I like it. It's more of a Bix Peninsula.
You know what it is? It probably looks like in the bowl, like a tennis court made out of Weet-Bix. You know how you got
I didn't even think of that.
You know what? I think you should patent that. Mel's tennis court Bix system. coming soon to a bowl near you.
I love that. Okay, wrapping it up in Cessnock. Hey, Andrew, where do you sit in this debate?
I wish you, Ari. You've got to lay it down.
Yes!
Unless you're playing some sort of food Jenga with your Weet-Bix. What are you doing?
Well, you're not interested in creating an island, Andrew?
Oh, heck no. We live on an island.
Oh, that is true.
And you know what? That's where you will stay on.
Well, it seems that way. So let's just review. A fence sitter, someone who built an actual fence, and someone on your side. I'm not sure I'm going to win this one today.
Yeah. Let's go!
Secure one-day-only deals at Holiday Expo, January 19, NEX Newcastle. Register for free tickets today at holidayexpo.com.au. FM's Summer Boarding Call.
Oh, that's right. We are putting more people in the draw to win a three-night cruise aboard Royal Caribbean's Ovation of the Seas. This is three-night sailing to Eden down the south coast. It is for two people, so a lucky local winner.
Oh my gosh.
And maybe a friend, a family member, a partner perhaps.
That's right. Perhaps someone. It could be anyone you want. That's what two tickets is. And this Sunday is the draw.
Yes.
So you're running out of chances. You've got to be get in it to win it, as they say. Let's meet some people that we're putting in the draw here, shall we?
Bit of a blitz, I think.
Yeah, let's do a few instead of just the normal one. In Barnsley, Renee, well done. You're in the draw. That is a great level of enthusiasm. Good luck. That cruise could be all yours. Fingers crossed for Sunday.
I do love that level of excitement.
I know.
So wholesome. Okay. Jasmine and Gilston Heights, you're also in the draw. Congratulations.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All right. One more in Toronto. Mel, you're also in the draw.
Yeah.
I love to hear a whoop whoop. How did you fare last night in Toronto?
Oh, the lightning show was beautiful.
Oh,
okay, so a little bit of light.
Bit
there,
of lightning,
good.
But no damage at your place.
No damage. Thank goodness. But feel for the people that have.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done. More people in the draw, and there's more chances throughout the day as well. So make sure you listen out for that summer boarding call. As soon as you hear it, you've got to be rapid on the phones on 4967 4105 to get yourself in the draw for that awesome cruise. It's given away this Sunday here at New FM.
New FM. The Novos.
Broncos.
Of course, Newcastle this morning wakes up to the cleanup process and everything in and around that from the massive storm last night.
Yes.
And we thought, who better to, I guess, fill us in on how it all unfolded than NBN's weatherman extraordinaire,
yes,
Gav Morris. Good morning, Gav. How are you?
Ah, very good. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, and to you too, Gav.
And to you as well. Now, obviously, this was a massive storm overnight.
Yeah, it affected most of the Hunter Hay. So how bad did it get at certain points, Gav?
Hey, look, it was massive, actually. Far greater than the Hunter. It was 1,100 kilometres long. It was a squall line extending from the very north of the state to Victoria. And it was really well set up. It was just about as perfect as it could get, because we've had so much heat and a lot of build-up. We've had quite a wet period, in fact, over the past 12 months. So when you've got moisture, you've got heat and instability. Well, they are the basic ingredients.
Mm.
And then a good southerly is on its way as well. There's another line of storms. We've actually got a cluster that's tracking over Port Stephens at the moment, but there's a big southerly that is now making its way up the coast. There's an incredible line of storms passing over Sydney. It's just jumping over Brisbane waters now, so it's on its way to Broken Bay, and that will be reaching us as well. So what happens when you have a big front like this that is moving across the southern hemisphere, right throughout the south? It's the interaction of the two air masses, the heat,
yeah,
and the humidity from the north, and now the cold air is coming up. It creates kind of like this bow wave process in the atmosphere.
Right.
So we have this incredible atmospheric chain reaction that triggered that massive line of storms. So that literally is the bow wave in the atmosphere that came through last night.
It's now pushing through, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now we've got the southerly and the low wall form, and it's going to be much cooler, it's going to be much windier. We've got a big low that is going to form in the coming days.
Right. Now, it's interesting you're talking about this pressure, because last night when the biggest part of the storm was happening, my wife said to me, can you feel the pressure in your ears like you're going up a mountain?
Oh, wow.
Is that possible? Could that have been happening?
Yeah, yeah, look, you have a massive line of instability like that. It's actually an area of low pressure. So the atmospheric pressure is changing considerably. So that is another big ingredient of it. And that's why we had such a massive display of lightning, because when you've got everything, so much movement in the atmosphere creates these large static charges. So you've got a lot of positive and negativity that is building in the cloud. Oh. And last night we experienced crawler lightning. So crawler lightning is the linking of the positive and negative charges that build in the cloud, and then they link up, and it's extraordinary lightning that can creep right across the cloud layers and out in front, and that's what causes those huge rolling thunders. You know, last night we had some amazing thunder that was happening. It just felt like it rolled off into the distance. Well, that's the crawler lightning and the thunder from that. So that is the sound wave, because lightning there is very, very hot, so it causes the air around it to expand rapidly, and it creates a shock wave in the atmosphere, and that's why it rolls, because the further away it is, the longer it reaches your ear, and it creates that incredible rumble sound.
That is amazing.
Wow.
Now, obviously, the wind was a big issue as well. We had some very strong gusts last night, right?
Yeah, that's right. We had over 100 kilometre an hour wind gusts recorded right throughout New South Wales in numerous locations. And they were some of the strongest wind gusts, you know, some places like Wagga. They had their strongest wind gusts in more than a decade. So they were significant wind gusts of 105. Other weather stations that were at those exposed areas, unofficial ones, also recorded some wind gusts there. And that's why we've seen 2,500 calls to the SDS across the state, just shy of 500 locally. So those wind gusts, now on social media, you see people like, oh, it was like a cyclone. It's not actually cyclonic. A cyclone is in a rotation motion.
Right.
What it is, it's a microburst or a downburst. So what happens, you've got a huge amount of hot air that rises in those clouds, and then it cools and it falls back to the earth very, very fast. And when it hits the surface, it's got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So you get these amazing lines, these powerful downbursts, and that is what creates these super strong wind gusts and very micro cosmic conditions, because just that little micro area will experience those powerful wind gusts down in the trees and the power lines.
Yeah, right. So, Gav, if somebody on the work site today says, oh, mate, cyclonic winds last night, you say, no, sorry, those are actually micro downbursts?
Yeah.
Correct them. And you'd be done. And you go, I know, because Gav Morris told me this morning on UFM. Thank you so much for filling us in on what was a massive, massive and intense storm. And hopefully everything at your place was all right.
Yep, not a problem. Just get ready for another round, though. So this next burst will be coming through in the next hour or so.
Okay.
Not as intense, different setup, but it's coming in from the south, this next one, in the coming hours.
Still bring your umbrella to work is the message there. Thanks, Gav. We appreciate your time. Absolute legend of our region. Just telling it how it is. Yeah. So good.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And Ari, we are getting close to our summer boarding call giveaway. It's happening this Sunday. We'll be out there doing the giveaway, which is so exciting. Remember, if you want to get your tickets, you can for free at holidayexpo.com.au. But most important is to get on the standby list. And tomorrow's the last day, so...
Yeah,
you got today and tomorrow, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to be listening all throughout the day.
That's it. When you hear that boarding call, ring up really fast. It's very competitive. I think all of Newcastle wants a cruise for free at the moment, don't they?
And the expo as well, where we will be calling the draw, is that next in Newcastle.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. It's the Hunter Travel Group Holiday Expo. There's so many cruises and holidays to check out. They've got all the info that you need there.
Go for a wander.
That's it.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
With us now from the Bureau of Meteorology, it's Miriam on what has been a very, very intense night, no doubt for you guys as well. Good morning, Miriam. How are you?
Yeah, doing pretty well here. How about you?
Oh, look.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's been a...
survived the storm.
Yes. Yeah. Luckily, both of us have come up pretty unscathed, but not so lucky for a lot of people. Yeah. Can you first tell us a bit about how this storm developed or why it happened?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, we had the perfect combination of weather conditions to get these really widespread, dangerous storms moving across the area. Now, those combination of conditions were that we had very warm, humid air sitting over the listening area. So warm, humid air is really what storms need to get going. And then we had a trigger. That trigger was a cold front moving through. So when those two things combined, that's when we saw the storms just bubbling up like a pot boiling over. And we had these very broad areas of storms, several lines of storms, in fact, just ripping across the East Coast one after the other. And that is, yeah, what's responsible for this, the mess we've woken up to basically this morning.
Yeah. And is this really unusual for this time of year in particular, or is this something we should, I guess, expect in the future?
Look, it's not unusual for this time of year. Summer is when we see our worst weather. It's a bit contrary to think of sometimes. You know, we associate winter with the cold, windy weather. But because it's hotter in summer, the atmosphere can hold more heat. And as I said, that's one of the ingredients that storms really need to get going. So the storms that we see in summer are usually much more powerful than the storms that we see in winter. And when we have this strong kind of front moving through, it isn't unusual to see this kind of weather. I guess what really stands out about this particular event, though, is just how widespread it was. Like, often we'll have one line of storms moving through. In this case, we had so many lines of storms moving across such a broad area.
Absolutely. Now, of course, a lot of damage that's been done this morning. Are we expecting more rain? You know, with the cleanup, that's what the crews will be hoping isn't happening, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. The rain and the winds, and certainly we've seen, very widespread damaging wind gusts right across the listening area, up to 120 kilometres an hour at Williamtown, many other areas getting up above that 90-100 kilometre an hour mark. But it's the combination of the winds with the rain that really brings that worst of the damage. The trees get heavy with water, and then a gust of wind comes along and just brings them straight down. Yeah. So what we're expecting today, showers still moving through in the wake of this front. We do have a chance of thunderstorms, but they're not likely to be anywhere near as powerful as what we saw yesterday. So be aware that you could still hear a rumble, but more likely we're just going to see those showers moving through. We could possibly still see some more moderate falls, particularly across those northern parts of the Hunter. But really, they will be, I guess, a bit patchier the further south you go.
Okay, so it sounds like a little bit more peaceful.
Hopefully it's not as bad. Look, we know you're so busy this morning, Miriam, so thank you for coming on and giving us an update on what's happened.
Yeah, no worries. Take care.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Look, everyone, of course, waking up to the storm this morning as well.
Yeah.
And all the cleanup. Please stay safe on the roads because there's a lot of debris around as you're driving into work, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's also trees, you know, might be damaged. They might be partly over, but maybe there's still the SES or whoever needs to do a bit more work to finish tidying them up. There could be weak branches, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So really a message about staying safe this morning. There's also still a bit more rain headed our way, as we heard when we spoke to Miriam from the Bureau of Meteorology.
And also Gavin Morris from NBN.
That's right. They all had the same sort of message in terms of there's still rain on the way.
Yes.
Hopefully not as intense, but, you know, there's some flood, precautions or pre-warnings for certain areas. So please stay safe if you're in one of those, you know, zones, if you will. That's us, aside from that, pretty much done. Don't forget as well, second last day for boarding call, summer boarding call.
Yes.
Now, this is an incredible three-night luxury escape for two aboard Royal Caribbean's Ovation of the Seas.
This is one of the best ships that comes into Sydney Harbour.
It is astonishing. When you see the pictures online of how nice it is. If you've been dreaming of an escape, today and tomorrow, they're your last chances to get on the standby list for this amazing prize.
And the best thing about cruises is, and this is how my mother used to market this to me, so we could go on a cruise together.
Yeah.
You can do as much or as little as you like on a cruise.
See, that's nice. And your family can be, or friends or whoever you go with, whatever, can be going at different things, all different speeds. That's the way to vacation, right?
It's a win-win-win situation.
It certainly is. And don't forget the Holiday Expo, the Hunter Travel Group Holiday Expo. It's this Sunday. That's where we're doing the big draw at NEX Newcastle. If you haven't registered for your tickets, do it now, holidayexpo.com.au.
Let's do it.
Have a great day, everyone. Stay safe out there on the roads. Still wet, slippery, debris everywhere.
Be patient.
That's right, patience. Mm. You know, the power. Everyone's working their hardest to sort everything out.
Yeah.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, catch you then.